Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the United States Meat Export Federation. Back with Dan in just a moment.
Never before have two genes for barley yellow dwarf resistance been stacked into a single Central Plains cultivar. It's Uncharted, another in the innovative new wheat varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. The second gene from intermediate wheatgrass gives a unique level of protection to BYD, keeping the plant green right up until maturity. With Duster and Bentley parentage, Uncharted is well adapted to the Central Corridor and tolerates heavy grazing. Go where you've not gone before with wheat production with Uncharted. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
U.S. beef exports hitting new record highs in the month of May, both for value and for volume. As far as value was concerned, we topped $900 million for the first time ever for U.S. beef exports, while the beef exports also had a new volume record, 133,000 metric tons. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says, yep, May was great.
Record-breaking month of May for beef. The really encouraging thing here is it was pretty broad-based growth. Over 29,000 tons was a record for Korea, and that comes on the heels of several very positive months for Korea earlier this year. Japan up significantly. Of course, Japan, we were dealing with a safeguard in March and April. May finally saw some of this frozen product show up in the stats, which is good. China, very much like March and April, very, very strong with about 16,000 tons. And in Latin America as well, Mexico and Central and South America continue to see some pretty good rebounds.
Adequate number of workers to fabricate the beef as well as pork, still a major concern for the export arena, especially when it comes to beef variety meats. But Dan Hallstrom tells us that things got better in the month of May.
Beef variety meats also had a very strong showing in the month of May, up over 60%. This is an area we were concerned about, especially with the labor shortages at some of the processing facilities. So it's really a good sign to see variety meats rebound.
Dan Hallstrom believes if we can come up with a product to sell, there'll be even more demand down the road, especially as food service in some of our key markets finally really open up.
A lot of our big markets in Asia are still seeing significant lockdowns on food service. Japan, Korea in particular, another market that is being impacted at food service significantly compared to the last several months has been Taiwan in terms of restrictions around in-restaurant dining. So yes, COVID-19 and the impacts there are not behind us in some of these big Asian countries. Vaccination rates are not nearly as high as they are in the U.S. So that's the encouraging thing, is that this record growth for beef is being fueled outside of food service largely. And a lot of that, the retail sector continues to boom. The e-commerce sector, the online delivery sector for both retail and food service is also booming. So at some point here, when we get the COVID-19 a little bit in the rearview mirror in key markets like Japan and Korea, there will be a food service rebound, and that'll be some incremental demand hopefully we'll see later this year.
And Dan Hallstrom says that may happen even in the face of big challenges of getting our product shipped to the end destination.
As bright as the news looks on the both the beef and pork stats for May, we are accomplishing this even with some continued headwinds. Specifically, the congestion and the international shipping logistics continues, not only with the West Coast ports, but also with some of the major ports in Asia seeing slowdowns. So the net effect here is that we're still seeing frozen cargo, especially beef and pork cargo, that is still seeing rollings or delays from one week to another. It continues to be a problem in some areas, still a very significant problem. So the industry is working hard to try to alleviate this issue and to catch up with the pipeline in terms of maybe extended hours or increased cargo capacities on these vessels. There's every effort's being made to try to work through this backlog of cargo that is sold but hasn't shipped yet in some of the major ports.
Dan Hallstrom with the USMEF. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.